And I'm hungry like the thing. A Due South Psych Crossover by Livia Penn. Read by Calicaria. Sean, Gus said patiently. Sean didn't look at him, just crossed his arms more tightly over his chest and spun his desk chair a few more degrees away from Gus. Gus sighed. Come on, you know I wasn't serious. You sounded serious, Sean said sulkily. I don't really want the wolf to be my new partner, Sean. Why would I want a wolf as my new partner? Gus insisted, then gave the wolf an apologetic look. The wolf looked back as if to say that it totally understood. Partnerships were tough, and sometimes the closer you got, the tougher it could get. Sometimes one person just had to bite the bullet and apologize. Smooth the waters over, and all that. Sometimes just showing you're willing to make a gesture was the most important thing in the world. For a wolf, Gus had to say. Little boy wolf had some expressive looks. Then again, Gus had never met a wolf before, so maybe they were all like that. Little boy wolf found a murder weapon. Little boy wolf disarmed two armed men before they could shoot us and throw our bodies in a culvert. Little boy wolf doesn't embarrass me in front of girls. Sean mimicked Gus's voice in a sing-song manner, then slammed a hand down on his desk. Well, you ask that wolf if he'll take you to the arcade on your birthday. Ask him if he'll cover your eyes for you during that one bit in Candyman. Ask him if he'll let you win at Wii Bowling.
I think I could probably beat the wolf at Wii Bowling.
No, Gus, don't beg, Sean said, throwing out a hand. Please, don't beg. It's beneath you. And it's too late, anyway. You're not going to win me back with your sweet words or your big chocolatey eyes. I can't believe this, he said, clutching his chest. I gave you the best years of my life, and you just dropped me for this ADD flea bag we found wandering around at the airport with no collars or tags that probably has rabies?
He doesn't mean that, Gus mouthed at the wolf. He doesn't have fleas, Sean, or rabies, or ADD. Actually, I think he's deaf.
I want to be an adult about this, Sean said, taking a few deep, calming breaths. I think we have to try to make this separation amicable, for Lassie Jewel's sake. They shouldn't have to see us fight.
Gus sighed and gave up.
Fine. All right, fine. We're breaking up. The wolf is my new partner. And, by the way, I'm calling dibs on Juliet right now.
What? Sean said. My God, man, have some maturity. We're grown men. You can't dibs custody of our mutual friends.
I can't.
Gus crossed his arms, leaning back in his chair.
Because it seems like I just did.
Gus! Maybe if you're nice to me, I'll let you see her on the weekends. Gus allowed. In the summer. Fine, Sean spluttered, then got up and started picking things up from his desk. Of course, he didn't have a box, so he just ended up with a random assortment of things that he could carry in his arms. His favorite toy race car and some file folders, a pineapple, and Gus's red swingline stapler. Gathering everything up, he stomped to the door of the main office area, chin raised high. I hope you and that little boy wolf will be very happy together. His voice only wavered a bit. The wolf whined, resting its head on Gus's knee as Sean shouldered his way out the door, arms full of crap. Gus scratched between its ears. The front door slammed.
He'll be back, Gus told the wolf.
The wolf looked at him, then pricked its ears up. The front door slammed again. Sean shouldered back into the main office, arms still full of crap.
I didn't think it would be so soon, actually,
Gus said. The wolf sniffled.
Gus?
Sean inquired. Was there a dead pirate on your car 10 minutes ago?
What?
Gus said. The wolf lifted its head and made an interested noise. A dead pirate on your car, Sean enunciated carefully. Murdered, by the way. Gus looked at the wolf. The wolf looked at him. Even though Gus didn't really want the wolf to replace Sean, he had to admit that it had some pretty sharp ideas now and then.
How is there a dead pirate on my car?
He demanded, leaping up and peeking through the front blinds. He blinked.
Oh my God! What the... My car is a crime scene!
The wolf nosed the back of his leg, reminding Gus of the plan.
Oh, right.
He
He turned to Sean, holding up a finger. This is a case, Sean. Someone killed a guy right on our doorstep. We have to work this case.
Actually, it looks like he was killed elsewhere and the body was moved to...
Sean said automatically. Then he stopped. He looked back out at the front window for a long moment, then drifted back over to his desk and started settling things back down.
I guess it is kind of an affront to our detectively honor.
Exactly, Gus said. People can't just dump bodies on us. It's an insult. Are we going to let Psyche go out like that?
Sean gently set his little race car back in its place, still not looking up. Well, I guess not. But just this one last case, right?
Just one,
Gus said. And then we're done.
Then we're done.
Promise?
Absolutely,
Gus said with absolute sincerity. Sean finally raised his head and made eye contact, giving Gus a grudging look. Well, all right then. I guess I should call Assay, he said, grabbing his phone and turning his back to Gus as he perched on the edge of his desk. Also, dibs on being Johnny Depp, he tossed over his shoulder. You can be Orlando Bloom.
I am not being Orlando Bloom, Sean,
Gus argued, a weight already lifting off his shoulders. Shush! Sean hissed, then started squawking into the phone. Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight! Gus smiled, surreptitiously stretching his hand down to wolf level. But the wolf raised its front leg and paw bumped him. Clearing his throat, Gus hurriedly straightened up as Sean glanced over his shoulder. The wolf leaned against the desk, looking casually off in another direction entirely. Sean frowned suspiciously, but then turned his head on the both of them. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum, he continued. Polly wants a murder. What? Come on, lassie, will you work with me here? Just once, I'm practically spoon-feeding you.
Good little boy, wolf,
Gus whispered.
Act natural.
No, you can't talk to Gus, Sean yelled. "'Cause he left me for a wolf, that's why!' His shoulders slumped, and he pressed his phone against his forehead for a moment, sighing. "'Just get over here. There's a dead pirate. Oh, and you have to be Jeffrey Rush. Gus is already Orlando Bloom.'
"'I'm totally Norrington,'
Gus told the wolf. "'Yes, I said pirate! Dead pirate!' Sean insisted. "'What part of this is confusing?' The wolf didn't say anything. But it definitely looks like it agreed. The end.